This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know about you, but I'm willing to pay for extended education. In other words, I remember one time when I was younger, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to fix a lawnmower. Just because. You should know how the internal combustion engine works, a two-stroke engine, you know, motorcycle engine, a lawnmower engine, these little engines. These are things that are practical. When the zombie apocalypse occurs, I'm telling you, you're not going to go be looking for bankers and lawyers. You're going to be looking for that old corn-fed white boy that ran the farm that could, you know, take a paperclip and a rubber band and make anything work. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People see jobs like welders and stuff like that. And they're sort of like, yeah, well, those are okay jobs. Those are good jobs, man. Look at stuff around your house and look at the people who welded, who riveted, who bit metal to make the stuff that you have. And then ask yourself what you could do with it. How long would it take you to do it? The people who build molds so that we can have injected parts or extruded aluminum parts or whatever. All these things that you just overlook. Somebody has expertise in that stuff. And we're all like, oh, I hope my son is a doctor or lawyer. I had a very interesting, it was an email exchange with one of my donors. And I want to read it to you because this is so profound. I think this is one of these shows that you're going to come back and listen to or have your kids or your grandkids listen to and go, that Kevin Jackson just, man, he's a profound dude. So let me begin because he sends me this. He says, Kevin, I sent this to Charles. But I didn't copy you, so I'd like to get your take on it. Now, keep in mind, before I'm going to play this, I'm going to talk about what my donor and I talked about. But I want to play this clip of Joe Biden because he's going to give away free community college education.
You know, if I have my way in the next 4 years, I'm going to make community college free. And it'll grow the economy. It won't cost the taxpayer.
Now, as I said at the time, it's funny to me that Joe Biden says, if I have my way, well, he had his way. He gave away money to, I don't know, group billions of dollars to students and supposedly eradicating their student loans. So what has he been doing? If this was a priority for him, why didn't he do it?
If I have my way over the next 4 years, I'm going to go to the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to let everybody who, you know, wants to get these other educations, not that the one they're getting is any good, but he's going to go down to the bottom of the barrel and he's going to pay for everybody's education. It'll all be free and nobody's going to have to come out of their pocket for it. Joe's going to put money out of thin air.
But that's not the point that I want to make here. See, I don't have a problem with community college. I took classes in community college. I took French immersion in community college because I'd taken it in college, but it had been a long time, so I went to French immersion in community college. I took psychology as one of my classes at SMU at community college. I didn't want to spend the money to take it at SMU. It was exponentially more expensive. Same class, credit came over. Community college serves a purpose. Everybody doesn't want to go to a four-year college. Every musician doesn't want to go to Juilliard. Some of them just want to go to work. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to get into this topic. I promise you, this is going to be fascinating for you. So, buddy of mine, he's looking at his research, and he's a very learned individual. I'm not going to say his name. He was almost given a Nobel Peace Prize. And he says, he doesn't have the answer. He goes, I don't have enough research. But here's his, he has two questions. One, is separating tracks helpful to encouraging poor students, poor performing students, to get better faster? And the second question is, does separating the tracks make it likely more unequal in the sense of educational outcomes? And he says, his own sense, sample one, is you should make about the question is reliability. Is that tracking helped me because it put me on a faster track, which meant learning more. On the other hand, he says, I think of it as in athletics as an experiment. Someone, he says, suppose one was sampled by a school coach and only those that passed whatever test he had for running, jumping, and endurance and agility could compete for the team at A level, and others had to play at B level. Suppose we assume for a moment that black kids would excel and white kids in the reference test, so that A levels would be mostly black and B levels would be mostly white. He says, I don't say this must be the outcome. I suppose it to do a thought experiment. Would level B qualifiers quit the team because they knew that they were being segregated for not having the required abilities? And he says, my conjecture is not the shame of them would. He says, now change the experiment a bit. Suppose that the test would be run every several months so that practice became a mechanism for improvement. It would be impossible for the B-level athletes to move up. Would it be impossible for them to move up to A competition? Would we expect that tracking would be a net benefit and that less B-level athletes would drop out? He says, I suspect, but have no evidence, that if we raise the bar high enough in an ability segregation, some will quit and a few will survive, and the parents of the A-level competitors would like it better if the team only carried A-level qualifiers. You can reason your way through the thought experiment as if the other tracking experiment is 8th grade algebra or pre-calculus in the 9th grade. Says, I suspect that if one raises the bar high enough to get only the top 10 qualifiers for an A-level team, one would see a lot of quitting by B-level students. I don't know if it's true, but he's a testable, blah, 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 blah. So I think you get the gist. And I told him, I said, I think it's a great query. My quick response is that people come in all flavors. When put to the test, most fail. Only a few people have the mettle to persevere. That's why you get so much capitulation. That's why Nazi Germany occurred, because even though it was a minority of people who believed as Hitler did, the majority of people went, I'm not going to get involved. They were mediocre. It was a handful of people that tried the Valkyrie thing to blow up Hitler and tried to kill him multiple times. It was a small group, small little cadre. That takes a lot of guts to do it. I tell you guys all the time, if I were doing movies, if there was a bad guy in a movie and he was like, oh, everybody messes it up, I'm going to kill everybody, he'd be dead. I wouldn't even think 2 seconds about it. You threaten me, you're done. We're going to talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I titled this segment, Built to Excel, because as you guys have heard me say many times, and this is what we preach in SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, my nonprofit, is there's a genius in everybody. So one of my benefactors, who's a very learned individual, he says to me, through to my executive director of C, he asked, if we set a bar in something, and we only want the best in that something, what, and we did, and we call that the A team, and then we had a B team that had a lower bar, how many of the B team would fight to get to the A team? And then how many of the B team would say, it's not worth it because I'm not on the A team, and so on and so forth? And it's an excellent query, because it makes you wonder, well, are there people that are predestined to do it? How much does your attitude about, I'm going to get up there, I'm going to make that A team. See, I was one of those guys that said, oh, I'm the B team? I want to be on the A team. And you want to work hard to do it. So when we look at these social experiments that are going on, the social engineering, you wonder, are we stopping that? Because that, to me, is what built the American spirit, is to tell somebody, you can't do it. Nah, you're not good enough. Oh, I'll show you. That was always my mantra. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So what would you do? See, I think most conservatives, we have two ways of looking at it. We say, well, that's not my thing. If you said, Kevin, go be the best basketball player you can be, I don't have the interest. I played 2 years of amazing basketball because I played every single day. I'm not kidding you. I did not miss a day. Every single day. And I'm talking every single day for a couple of hours. I don't even know what started it. I think it was partially, I needed a break. It started at work. I would go, I just need a break during lunchtime. I want to do something physical. And I'm telling you, I stunk. Oh my goodness. Nobody would pick me. I would be the last person picked. But by the, within say 6 to 8 months, I was becoming the first or second person picked over big guys. I would be like, I remember the first time somebody picked me like second. And I went, what? But they picked me second. I didn't think much of it, but I just remember thinking, I'm always picked last. And then after I played a year, I was picked first. Almost every time. It didn't matter how big the other guy was on the other, you know, when they were picking, I got him. They wanted a point guard, somebody that could move the ball. I got good at it. And that's where I want to get to. So when I was responding back to this donor friend of mine, I said, when you consider any occupation, you have the best, you have a bunch of mediocre, and you have the worst. And I said, take sanitation, for example. It's not a glorious occupation, but the group that cleans hospital operating rooms varies greatly from the group that cleans office buildings. You can bet there's a company who has the best reputation for cleaning hospital operating rooms. But you'll also have a company that considers itself the best in cleaning offices. And the irony of this situation is that a company that cleans operating rooms couldn't really compete with a company cleaning offices and vice versa. They're in two, even though they're both cleaning companies, they're in two different types of cleaning. And what's interesting about that is there's a hierarchy in the cleaning. The guy that comes up and picks up trash, you know, in the back alleys with these trucks or on the front of your street or whatever, he's a cleanup guy. He's a sanitation worker. But there's a pecking order. And this is all arbitrary, but I think you're getting my point. Even though you may consider it a menial task, it's not very menial to them. There's a hierarchy within this menial task. And I will contend to you that even at the highest order of that menial task, somebody takes it very seriously. Now, I went on to say this, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to circle back to that. I contend that the losers that he talks about, the people that are in the B League, if you will, are those who find themselves, generally speaking, in the wrong career. I use basketball as an example. Now, had I stuck with it, maybe I could have been a point guard. I could have been the next Spud Webb or Muggsy Bogues in the NBA. Maybe, but it's a long shot. It's not the typical career for a guy my height, just to go into basketball. I was watching this film about doctors working at a prestigious hospital. And I'm going to talk more about this down the road because it's such a good series. I think it's called The Resident. In the series, one of the young residents, he passes out and almost commits kind of suicide. And when they talk to him, he says, you know, every day I come here, I don't want to do it. I mean, he's busting his butt. He could be a doctor. His sister is practicing at the Cleveland Clinic or whatever. And his parents say she was a natural doctor. He had to work at it. But he was doing it for all the wrong reasons. But here's the point. He was a mediocre doctor at this prestigious hospital. He could have survived in mediocrity. But what they wanted was the best. And the pressure it put on him made him, quote, a B-leaguer. And the show doesn't tell whether he did try to commit suicide or not, but the point is he left, and he was happy to leave after all that investment to get a medical degree and to find out it's not what I want. So, did he really achieve success? Yeah. He was a practicing physician at a prestigious medical institution where he was mediocre. But maybe he would have been an amazing pediatrician who loves kids. Now, would that have been a success? Even though it would be far less recognition, wouldn't that have been more successful for him? Or maybe he didn't want to be a doctor at all. It was pressure from a parent. So he didn't really want to be it, but he wanted to satisfy his parent. I heard it was some girl, I forget, she was a baker, I think it was. And she gave up a prestigious career. But she says, my parents got upset with me, but I love to bake. I don't know about you as a parent. Don't you want your child to love what they do? I mean, this idea that there's the creme de la creme. There's the creme de la creme of mechanics. And you know where they work? They work at NASCAR. They work at Formula One. These are the best. But these are nothing more than what people call grease monkeys. But that grease monkey is pretty important when you want your car fixed, right? That grease monkey is very important to Formula One. Everybody can't do what those guys do. Those pit crews are amazing. You could practically do surgery in those garages. They're that clean. Every tool where it's supposed to be. This is not grease monkey material. So then going back, I really tell you, this was so intriguing to me, and I hope you're going to enjoy this, but I want to go into more detail about what I told my buddy, because I think it's so important, the message that I was sending to him and hopefully to his kids and grandkids.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Update. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban, which she considers to be from a bygone era.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Melissa sent me a video, and it was a black father, and he was crying. And he said he wished he had learned this sooner, but he said, when you send your children to sleep, you should send them to sleep with positive attitude about who they are. When you wake them up, you should wake them up with a positive attitude about who they are. When you drop them off to school, you need to remind them of who they are with a positive attitude. He says too many times he sent his son to sleep mad, you know. And I'll tell you, I'm guilty of it. My son, sometimes his room will be a mess, and I'll get him up in the morning and I can't believe it. I'm like, what? And I wake him up in this, like, I can't believe this. And you know, is it that important? Yes, he needs to clean his room. But those impressions, and here's what the father said. He says, you are the worm, the voice inside of your children's heads. You are what they fixate on. And if you're not giving them positive imagery about themselves, what do you think the world's going to give them? How do you think they're going to perceive it? Even if the world gives them positive imagery, they won't believe it. Talk to a girl who doesn't have a good relationship with her father, and certainly if they don't have, she doesn't have a good relationship with her parents in general, and watch how easy it is to manipulate her into believing something, believing the hype. See, good kids that are parented well are very difficult to fool. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of me. Look, we've all made mistakes. We've made mistakes parenting. We've made mistakes in our relationships with our friends. We've made mistakes in relationship with our siblings, with our parents, with our coworkers, with our business partners. We've made mistakes. We've tried to fix them. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you try to fix them and you still make the same mistakes over and over because you don't have the right help, support system, whatever. You haven't figured it out. But that's okay. You're working at it. I'm going to delve into that a lot more in another broadcast because I want to keep these separate. Because right now I'm focused on a friend of mine saying, what if we divide people into, here are the top people over here for whatever, and he choose athletics. These are the best football players. These are the second best football players. And his deal is, if you tell someone they're second best, how many of them drop out and how many of them want to become first best? How many of them have that medal that says, oh, you're going to relegate me to second? I'm going to show you. And how many of them go, man, it's tough. Those guys over there are the best athletes. You've probably been subjected to something like this. I remember going to college thinking, man, I'm smart. And I got in a room with a bunch of smart people and went, what in the world? These people were brilliant. I had to work my butt off to keep up, and they had it naturally. I'm not going to say his last name, but his name is Lloyd. And I'll never forget Lloyd. I had never met anybody like this guy. I thought he was he looked like a dude that wanted to be in a rock band. And, he was an enigma. Good looking guy, but always with an attitude. And, he looked like he wanted to be in a rock band. He wore black leather pants, would sit at the back of the class and mock us the entire class. Turns out he was a Rhodes Scholar, one of the most brilliant guys you could sit in a room with. He contacted me on Facebook. I felt like it was an honor that he was like, hey, man, you know, what are you doing? I know where he works and all this. He is a legitimate rocket scientist. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. But easily bored. So this guy was in bands. He got signed up to do Golden Gloves. I was like, what? He didn't look like a guy that would sign up for Golden Gloves. He fought in Golden Gloves. He didn't win, but he fought in it. And I was like, Lloyd? He was that kind of guy. Brilliant. When I say brilliant, I'm not exaggerating. I watched him one time in my toughest double E class. I watched him stump the professor. And it was no question who was the smartest person in the room. It was not our professor. It was Lloyd. The professor was like, he was hemming and hawing, and finally he said, you know what? Because Lloyd was arguing with him. No. And he goes, I tell you, why did you come to my office? And I was thinking, bing, stumped the professor. It happened in no other class I'd ever sat in through my double E degree. But it happened that day. And for the record, I've told this story before. This guy turned in homework that could have been, it was print, it could have been published. And every other group, we could all work as groups. Lloyd worked solo. He answered every question of 10 questions correctly. And all we had to do as a group was to get 2 questions right. And my team, 3 of us, we got 3 questions right, and we thought we were rock stars. Lloyd got all 10. I'll tell people, I wish I could show you what he did that day. That was the day that I went, this dude is a freaking Martian. He's not from here. Anyway, I was very flattered that he contacted me. He remembered me. I want to go back to this. Talking to one of my buddies, and he says, A-list, B-list, blah, blah, blah. And then he made a comment about it. He called them below-level groups. And that's what struck me. Aren't we all below level in something? And the short answer is yes. See, everybody isn't meant to pass the test. You go, okay, we're going to take all these kids for pre-calculus and algebra in the ninth grade and see who passes the test. Okay, great. You're going to find your mathematicians, but you're not going to find your mechanics. You're not going to find your plumbers. See, we've been tricked to look at education as to, these are the ones that excel, you know, that are good in math. By the way, you can be good in regular, what's called math, but you may not be very good at applied math. Have you ever watched a person apply math? Look at a carpenter or a builder. These guys that can look at something and go, that doesn't work. That's not going to work. Let me show you the angle here. I've watched people do that and I marvel at it. You can be very, very brilliant at math, at solving equations, but you can't apply it. You don't know how to apply. That's what the women did at NASA in the Hidden Figures. They could apply math. That was the beauty of it. It wasn't just the theoretical guys. They applied it and came up with different maths that allowed that ship to return on its trajectory using gravitational force of the moon. So here's what I will tell you. Yeah, there's these lists. There's a list for mathematician. I'll put it to you this way. The person who's great at algebra, pre-algebra and all that in the ninth grade, probably is not going to go to Juilliard. Probably isn't going to have their work in the Smithsonian. Probably isn't very good at fixing stuff around the house. It's a rare person that can do all that. Einstein was one. I read about Einstein. I studied him, man. That dude was, he was applied physics, mathematics. This guy knew it cold. He could take an engine, make it more efficient. He is a rare breed. Generally, those that do can, those that can't teach. But here's what I left this my benefactor with was, consider all that a person realizes that he or she can't do. For example, the majority of us know there's no way we were going to do pro sports. I mean, most of you listening to this program, you didn't even consider pro sports. I'm talking down to curling. You didn't consider it. You know you weren't going to be in baseball, football, basketball. It's like Barkley said of black kids. He's like, there's only X number of people in the NBA. You think you're going to be one of them? Stop dreaming. Go do something else. Good. You think you're going to be an astronaut? Every pilot, are you going to be? Do you want to be an astronaut? Look, there are many pilots that are happy flying Cessnas. There are some that are happy flying the most expensive aircraft in the military. And then there's everything in between. Mediocrity. But is it mediocrity? If you're the guy that flies superstars around the world, you're a pilot, you've probably reached the pinnacle of that type of flying. But you can't fly an F-22 Raptor. The guy flying the F-22 Raptor has no want to fly a bunch of celebrities around the world. There are many things that we rule ourselves out of, and it's based on many factors. Yes? There are many of you that go, man, I cannot do accounting. I can't. Don't give me the job. I don't want to look for a pen. I'm not a good researcher. You know what's your skill set. To make the point, nowhere is a chihuahua a guard dog. Nowhere. They can be a sentinel. But in terms of fully protecting you, nowhere, anywhere in the world is a chihuahua a guard dog. Nowhere. A chihuahua will never perform like a Rottweiler. The person who owns the chihuahua knows this. The chihuahua knows this. The world knows this. But leftists will still make that chihuahua believe he can be whatever he wants to be.
Radio show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You stink in a lot of stuff. And if you're smart, you're willing to admit that. You know there's tons of things you're not good at. If you're a genius, let me say this, you don't care that there's a ton of stuff you're not good at. You finally realize... life's too short. Can't be good at everything. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'd love your opinion about this subject. What are you good at? You know, when did you go, you know what? This was my thing. I finally realized I'm so good at this. And I'm good at analysis. You know, once I get something, I'm good at taking something at its the concept, the whole concept, and looking to make it simple. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you, this is going to blow your mind, but it's a fact. It's because technically I'm lazy. Mentally, I'm somewhat lazy. I don't want to understand the concept and the intricacies of it. I'm not a good researcher in that respect. I'm not a tedious type of guy, so I wouldn't be a good accountant. I don't want to. Melissa will look for a penny for 2 hours in an accounting thing. Ah, found it. And I'm like, can I just put a penny in what they call it, petty cash, or take one out, and we call it even? I don't want to look for it for her. It's the thrill of the search. Again, Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're talking about groups. Are you in the A group or the B group? And if you're in the B group, do you want to get to the A group where the good people are, or do you drop out? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you the solution to this. The majority of us drop out, but we don't drop out for the reason that you think, that my buddy believes. He's like, oh, they just give up. They don't persevere. Yes, there is a lot of that. If it's something that you want to do and you don't persevere, that's one thing. But most of the things that you're told, like I said, I could name 10,000 things that the majority of the people listening to this radio program right now would go, I drop out. Could you be playing the NBA? Drop out. Could I play in the baseball? Drop out. Could you play this? Could you run in track in the Olympics? Drop out. Could you run a franchise of, you know, McDonald's? Drop out. You know, maybe you don't want to. You hate food. You hate McDonald's food. I don't know the reason, but there's no passion for it. So you would drop out. I could name. I want to be a mechanic. Drop out. I want to be a busboy at a major, you know, a 5-star restaurant. Drop out. Drop out. Drop out. Drop out. Drop out. There are many things that you just go, I don't want to do it. I don't like it. There's no passion for it. And sometimes it's not even your choice. As I said, Chihuahuas don't make good guard dogs. Rottweilers don't make good rodent killers. You might want to get a weenie dog or some sort of a terrier, a little terrier for that. Rottweilers don't make good dogs for running down game. Maybe you want to get a Saluki for that, or a greyhound. I look at the animal kingdom and I say, you know, that's a perfect example. Look at the number of breeds of dogs and look at what they're made to do. And you'll understand why A-list and B-list doesn't really matter. We think of below-level groups. Really, consider the roles that are necessary in society. And as I mentioned in the previous segment, look at the bias of certain occupations. When we speak of success, we speak of doctors and lawyers and engineers. You'll hear somebody quick, oh, my son, my daughter's a doctor. My grandson's a lawyer. You know, whatever, so-and-so's an engineer. Even though that one's not mentioned as often. But it's rare to somebody, yeah, my son, he went to welding school, he's an amazing welder. Or, yeah, my son, he's a carpenter. Who painted the Sistine Chapel? Was it Michelangelo? Yeah, look at the things that seem, I mean, you could be a painter, you could be a house painter, or you could have painted the Sistine Chapel. It's still a painter, right? How many people, oh, my son's a painter. His name was Michelangelo. Oh, you know, we get caught up in this. We don't mention steel workers. We don't mention electricians. We don't mention plumbers. This inherent bias, in my opinion, is what drives this concept of below-level groups. There's the A-list and there's the B-list. Yeah, in athletics, a pure meritocracy, that is a fact. You have an A-list and a B-list. In life, you create your meritocracy. How many Einsteins would there have been in the world? Think about it. Do you think that you created an Einstein, that somebody created him, or do you think that was a God-given talent? Einstein can't be created. I mean, can't be, molded or whatever. They either have it or they don't. Einstein had it. And he was, if you can be fortunate enough to get around other people that can draw that talent out, fine. But that's therein lies the rub, right? Therein lies the rub. The idea is, if you're smart, you find out what you're good at and you cultivate it. If you're really smart about it with your children, you find out what they're good at and you cultivate it. I literally have this conversation with my son probably once every couple of weeks going, What is it? Take another test. We're going to figure out what you're good at. You're not going to go to high school and not, I'm sorry, college and not know what you've done. You're not going to graduate high school and not know what you're good at and what your passion's in. We talk about it all the time. We just sent this kid to Hillsdale, Joel. You guys will hear me talk a lot about him because we're so proud of him. Joel Holler. And I've asked Joel multiple times. I told him, you got to take the APHIS test because you're not going there until you know what you want to do. You have some idea. Doesn't mean it can't change. I think I told you guys this. 72% of the people who graduate with degrees do not use their degrees. At Hillsdale College, 94% of the people who graduate from Hillsdale use their degrees. 94% use their degrees versus in regular college, 72% don't. Let me put it in a different way. 28% of people in regular college use their college degrees versus Hillsdale, 94%. People have studied science for millennia. They've done their small part to promote science, to move it forward. They've even propped others on their shoulders. But they're not Einsteins. But let's circle back to what I was talking about with the hospital cleaning rooms. The person who cleans that room is important. I remember this thing, a guy was introducing surgeons that come to visit the hospital, the state of the art, and the janitor walked by, the head janitor, and the guy goes, let me introduce you to a member of my surgical team. And the janitor was like, what? And he says, this is so-and-so. He cleans the operating rooms. And the guy made this janitor, I don't know the story, this is not my story, but what I'm told is he made this janitor feel so important. And but he is. If the operating room is dirty, the possibility of a botched surgery is very real, right? Contaminants, whatever. That guy is super important. Everything he does. And you can bet he takes it that way. But we dismiss it. We call these people the bottom of the barrel. We call them the B team. Because somebody wants to study engineering, or somebody wants to study science, or somebody wants to study finance or economics. These are not dumb people. These are smart people who have found out what they want to do. Whatever their passion is. That's what we should be screening for. I don't want cops that want a job. I don't want military people that want to, I'll get my education afterwards. I want people that want to go in there. We are all cut from a different cloth. Don't you look at some people like they're like, man, being a cop was in my blood, Kevin. I'm like, it was in your blood? Really? Yeah, man, my uncle was, my dad was, this, that, and the other. You were around it. And maybe somebody gave you a sense of whatever. I know this. I will do anything to protect America. That was a sense of something that was drilled into me as a kid. And there's nothing that can take it away. I would sacrifice my life for this country. No doubt about it. I don't have to think about it. Anyway, going back to this. We're all good at something. We're all capable of being on an A-list. Make sure your kids and your grandkids understand that. You may not make this A-list, but there's an A-list with your name all over it. And our job is to find that and inspire that in the people so that they want to be that. So we get rid of these Joe Bidens and Kamala Harris and all these people that get promoted on the Peter Principle. They aren't doing this nation any good. And they're the ones that think they're the elite. They're the ones that think they're smarter than we are. They are not. We just have a lack of self-esteem about who we are and what we do. But we're the salt of the earth here in America.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.